It will be the plane in the hereafter in which will be the scale of justice. And that will be a very big examination. And at that time, there will be anxiety, worry, and difficulty. On the day of Hashr, on the plane of Qiyamah, there will be the justice will be meted out, and people will be accounted for their lives. And on that day, all of the amal, the deeds of a human being, will be weighed. They won't be looked at, they will be weighed. Just like, you know, you see this, the weigh scale. What happens on the weigh scale? Things are weighed, they're not looked at, they're weighed. In the same way, the deeds will be weighed, assessed. And upon assessing the deeds, the decision will be made on each individual in the hereafter, for his or her hereafter. Paradise or hellfire, the levels in paradise or the severity in hellfire. وَمَا ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. In the Qur'an Hakim, Allah Ta'ala has described this, that at that time, when the scale will be set out, prepared, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, those people, their deeds, whose deeds are heavy, yeah, in two ways they can be heavy, either due to the quantity or due to the quality, they could be heavy. So those people whose deeds are placed on the scale and they are heavy, alhamdulillah, the more heavy they are, weightier they are, the more his darajat and levels will be high. Allah Ta'ala mentions then further, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These people have taken the falah. It will be announced, go into paradise. And all of the amal, the deeds that are weighed, and if that person is announced to that person, told that go to paradise, then the more weightier his deeds are, that person will go higher in paradise. And if that person has negative deeds, then Allah Ta'ala straightforward explains to us. The Qur'an is very easy to understand. Very easy to understand. A person can understand the words of the Qur'an. That there will be the plane of Hashr. And on the plane of Hashr, on the day of judgment, people will be accounted for the deeds that they committed in their life. And then there will be a scale. And the Qur'an is telling us this. There will be the scale. Justice will be distributed. Our deeds will be presented on the scale. If the deeds are weighty, what will happen? Alhamdulillah, we will become successful. And our darajat, according to that scale, will be increased in paradise, according to the weight on the scale. On the other side, وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. If the deeds are less in weight, if a person's deeds are less in weight, if they're light, then what will happen? فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, these are those people who are in extreme loss. They did dhulam on themselves, on their life, they didn't understand. And then it will be told to them, as the weight is less, there is no weight on the scale, in the same way they will be thrown into the hellfire. So every day a person passes their life in this world and he sees relatives coming, going, departing. This is a message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us in the Qur'an. Alhamdulillah, today in Ramadan, in this beautiful day, part of the day between Asr and Maghrib, azeem mercies and rahmas, Allah ta'ala again reminds us about this. That become alert, become aware, there's no guarantee when will death come. I'm speaking, but to have so less certainty on these words I've mentioned that don't even ask. Yeah? That our yaqeen is probably equivalent to nothing with regards to the hereafter and what's going to happen. So, what will come of use? What will come in use? Either we make our deeds weightier, more heavy, yeah? Or the deeds that are on the wrong scale, the negative scale, We need to reduce them, because otherwise it's Jannatul Khalidun. Allah Ta'ala says that Jahannum Khalidina fiha. And how much is Khalidina fiha? A person cannot imagine how long it is. 5 years, 10 years, 2 years, how many years? Can I see? When's it going to finish? Every day we hear about illnesses and problems, people ask for du'as. The time is going to come because we don't understand the reality. The message just does not drop. The penny just does not drop. Doesn't matter how much we try, how much we remind, but the message just does not drop. So what do we have to do after hearing this message? A very simple point, straightforward. Nothing long drawn out, no long drawn out lecture, speech. You understand what I said? Today's message, who will be successful? فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ Allah Ta'ala says, that person in whose deeds there's weight. Weight either due to quantity or quality. So what should we do from today? That we make our amal more, heavier in quantity and quality. Let's increase our deeds. That's it. That's all there is to life. What a great piece of news. There's nothing else to worry about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, close your eyes. When the eyes close, when your ruh will be extracted, you'll be in muflihun, the people of success. At that time you'll be scared, I'm dying. But when your eyes close, you say, I'm so happy, I'm free from the world, I'm getting these rewards now. This is what was happened to me, and I was scared and afraid. Allah Ta'ala said, you accepted what I said. Allah Ta'ala will say in the hereafter, you understood my message, and you started to try, make effort, so your deeds became heavier, and my promise is solid. Allah Ta'ala says, it's firm, it's haq. What an easy solution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ahsan, qaram, His mercy, His grace and blessings on us. He's given us the message. And the whole year, Allah Pak, Allah Ta'ala, not 1 day, not 2 days, not 4 days, not 5 days, not 6 days, not 10 days. The whole 29 or 30 days Allah Ta'ala has put into our laps. The 29, 30 days of blessings, which we'll call Ramadan. And the link of Ramadan is with who? Ramadan has the link with Awzan, with that day in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the system, established the system for those of understanding. That this is that month that has been given to you, that individual who wants to make his deeds weightier, more in quantity and quality, that's fine in the year, he tries, he's having a go. But Allah ta'ala says, I will give you such a month, 30 days, not 1 day, not 2 days, but 30 days, 29 days, that if you want to increase your deeds, then there's no limit to the deeds you can earn in this month. What foolishness of a person who doesn't understand this month. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Allah has given clear direction. There's no objective of this month apart from one. There's no other objective. There's one objective, that we understand the message of Ramadan, what it's come to deliver. Allah Ta'ala hasn't just given this month an opportunity and made the condition for us and made the conditions easy for us. They are easy conditions. This is Allah's grace. The whole universe has been changed, and Allah Ta'ala has changed the form and the system of the universe in the whole world. That sleeping time is now the time to wake up. The time to wake up is the time to sleep. The time to eat was the time now not to eat. Now the time not to eat is the time to eat. And children, where are they? Work, everything's upside down. The whole sketch and framework's been changed. 1 day, 2 days, but 30 days, Allah Ta'ala says, go. There was a person sitting with me, and there was tears in his eyes. He said, Hazrat, do dua, that these days have passed through quick. And he's got love for these days, mashallah. He's got love for these days. So there's nothing that stops us from that. Allah Ta'ala says that there's only a few days, and what's going to happen? We won't get a chance. Allah says, I've attached a love for you with these days. And as the days are passing, the love is increasing with Ramadan. The love is increasing and the appreciation is increasing. Rather, there was one individual who said a unique point. He said, I don't understand what I'm saying. I said, why? What's the issue? He said that fasting, why is it long fast? Wallahi, this doesn't look like a long day to me. That I can't even fulfill all my deeds and my wazaif and my lessons and my dhikr. I need to have a longer day. We need the day to be longer. Subhanallah. Look, imagine that person's feeling and emotion, who's thinking that I can't fulfill all of the deeds I want to implement. I can't read Quran fully. The dhikr I want to do, I can't fulfill it. Asr's come so quick. And after Asr, then we start to prepare for iftar. So what kind of this? Allah increase the time even more. We need more time. He said, I can't enjoy myself enough. And people, they used to hear about the short nights, the long days. But people make these long days so beloved in their hearts. I'm telling you the reality. totally, honestly, clear talk I'm distributing to you of the feeling of that brother who said that there's not enough hours in the day. I couldn't do this deed, this ibadah, this nafal action, time's about to run out. What shall I do? What shall I do? If this is not love, then what is love? So Allah Ta'ala has given us a great month, a big month, for one reason, so we can increase our deeds. In the 10 days, tell me, how much have we increased our good deeds? If the same routine, in the morning we get up, pray Salah, after Salah, then we pray 5 times Salah in the day. Some people wouldn't pray in Salah and Jamaat, okay, they're now praying Jamaat. Some people before were lazy in Talawah and recitation, now they're reciting Quran. Before they weren't regular in Dhikr, now they're doing a bit more Dhikr and they sit down in more Dhikr. So this is not the fact about increasing deeds. Such a great month has come. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what? Allahu Akbar. We've heard regularly that if it's written on a store, buy one, get one free. Isn't it? It's written, isn't it? Buy one, get one free. What happens? People, they will have a queue outside that shop all night long before dawn. Come, come on, quickly, quickly. Go to the shop, queue up, buy one, get one free. My Mawla has put on a sale in his store. In his unique store. What is the store? What is the name of that store? The name of the store? Every store has a name. Every shop has a name. So what's the name of Allah Ta'ala's store? Dunya. Dunya. This is the store. This dunya we live in is a store, supermarket. So what do you get on that store? Buy one, get one free. And here, this garment, this cloth, this item of clothing. So in Allah Ta'ala's store, there are good deeds. There are deeds and there are good deeds. Many types of deeds. Just like you have garments and clothes. And here Allah Ta'ala says there are many different types of deeds. Beautiful deeds, good deeds, beneficial deeds. Full of the deeds, the whole dunya, the store is full of the deeds. Every leaf is aware about Allah Ta'ala's good deeds and is calling out to insan. So here, Allah Ta'ala says, sale. In the dunya, people say, sale, sale. How much is the sale? What's the extreme limit? Here is buy one, get one free in the dunya. And what about Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's sale? So here, Allah Ta'ala says, take one, do one good deed, and not 10. Not 20 free, not 30, not 40, not 50, not 60, not even 70, not 100, 700 free. 700 for one deed, multiply by 700 and beyond due to the barakah of Ramadan. So you're doing one deed, you've prayed one salah, and how much have you got? 700 and beyond. Have they not increased the deeds? Now we think, oh, I'm just following my routine, the normal life, that's it. I've prayed Salah and Taraweeh, that's enough. But that's not enough, my friends. That's not enough. Let's think, how many sins have we committed during the year? We have to make a balance sheet. All of the sins and the wrong actions and the bad actions, I put a list in the whole year. 11 months that we mess around in the world, shaitani actions, bad actions, how many sins we've committed. So now let's balance that out with the good deeds. And after that, then we increase and go beyond that and make them higher. And then for darajat, we need to make our deeds weighty so we don't lose on the day of judgment. So just doing a few things during the day and night is not enough in Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala says, I've made many roads and routes for earning good deeds. Is this less to say assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam, one good deed? 700 and beyond. You smile at someone, good deed. You give somebody a gift of dates, good deed. Somebody comes in salah, you give him some space, good deed. You give somebody water to drink, good deed. Little good deeds. You go home, you smile, good deed. Somebody swore at you, said bad to you, abused you. Verbally, you've done sabr. How many good deeds? Tell me. Somebody has disrespected you, anger, gave you anger, and he's done that himself to you. And in Ramadan, if he's done it, then he's done very good. MashaAllah. Because in Ramadan, if somebody's against you, swearing against you, criticizing you, alhamdulillah, there's enjoyment in this. Because he's giving you 700 times and beyond reward. He's going down 700. And we, oh foolish person, you speak during the year, 11 months, you fight and quarrel and dispute. But now you're going down 700. Taraweeh, salah, fasting, you've done 700 levels, it's gone down. And we, the victim, we understand and we know it's Ramadan, we've got an opportunity. If that person's fighting, quarreling, disputing with us, if he didn't do this, we wouldn't have the opportunity. Every action that comes for the people of Iman is due to Allah Ta'ala's hikmah, Allah Ta'ala's wisdom. The person of Iman should consider it as a good thing. He shouldn't cry on it. We shouldn't cry or lament. The person, Allah Ta'ala says that insan, when a person sets forth and strides and comes towards my deen, there are so many paths to do good deeds. Allah says he can earn and become so rich and wealthy. Earn as much as he wants, the individual can, but we don't have that capacity. We don't do it. And another easy tariqah will tell you. Look, we prayed salah, we've read Quran, recited Quran, we've done dhikr, prayed taraweeh, we've done everything. But even now, there's still something lacking. Allah Ta'ala says, don't leave the opportunity. Just like when you go to the store, I've seen the sales. You know, these are like specific unique sales. And I am not used to it. I don't do shopping. I'm very slow at shopping. After 5-10 years, I go to a shop, maybe for some food or something, but for clothes, etc. It's not my habit. I can't remember how many years ago. Maybe 8 years ago, I went to a store or a shop for shopping. And my heart feels a bit shaky. Just my habit, my condition, emotions. So I hear that when a person goes to a sale, to a shop, and it's the basis, you know, first come, first served, and the person takes the garments. When a person goes in and sees, he says, oh, there's nothing left, okay, everything else has been bought. Let me just pick up a few things. And the children, they pick up a few things. He said, buy something, at least, and I'm in the sale, so I can get a bargain, so I know I've gone to the sale. So he goes and buys some garments, even though maybe he didn't want them, because we've gone to the sale. So now we're in the sale, in Allah Ta'ala's store. Now this is not good enough, is it? Oh, I'll just do a few deeds in the day of Ramadan. Allah says that this is nothing you've done. You've not earned the amount you should earn. There are many things you could earn and do. And one deed in which we're very slow and weak, the whole ummah. And there's no greater deed than this. There's no easier deed than this. And there's no bigger deed than this. Bigger good deed than this. There are many good deeds. Inshallah, we will do this. Now you are sitting here. What have you come here for? Why have you come here? Why have you come here? For the dhikr of Allah, to remember Allah Ta'ala. For the dhikr of Allah. So, what is this? Is this, you've come here to earn less rewards? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, one kalima. One dua. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Short kalima. When a person recites this kalima, then if he has more sins in his account than the froth on the surface of the sea water, even all of that will be forgiven. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azim. This is the final hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. These are these du'as and kalamats that are light on the tongue, about which I just mentioned. On the scale, they will be the heaviest. Subhanallah. Where? Where will there be success? For the person there, the deeds will be the weightiest, the heaviest. In other words, light on the tongue, easy to recite, and weighty on the deeds. And third, most beloved to Allah. Subhanallah. So how we, and you'll recite this today, won't you? Or will you sit down and whistle? Or sing songs? Or look at my face? Or sing qawalis? Or clap your hands? No, you'll recite these kalamats. And in such a way you will read these kalamas, mahbutan. Allah says they are mahbub to me, beloved. When Allah Ta'ala says that there's a dish which is beloved to someone, how he eats it, tasty, delicious. Some people eat the food and their eyes, the tears start to come out of their eyes because of the spice. But the ashiks, they recite Quran, they read the words of the Quran, that they become so emotional. So a person, when he immerses himself into the deen and the kalamats, when a person recites the kalamats and the du'as of dhikr, and he immerses himself in them, he gets so high reward. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azim. Tell me, in Ramadan, after Asr, there's a jama'ah, group of people sitting in the masjid and reciting these du'as, and Allah Ta'ala says that these are my beloved kalamats, then which angels will there be that don't seek them in the universe? And how heavy will these kalamats be after reading them? Will the deeds not increase in the weight? And this is called dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa la akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa la akbar. This is what we read, isn't it? We don't read anything else. And what comes out of these kalamats? They're just like the trees on the tree, autumn tree, the dry leaves fall off. The same way the sins fall off the person's body. So are we, mashallah, celebrating Ramadan with dhikr? Morning time dhikr after Fajr. In the evening dhikr, in the night dhikr, because we've realized that Allah Ta'ala has set forth the sail. If we don't struggle now, if we don't strive, no, what's left in dhikr? We've read Quran, we've done tasbihat, we've done everything. We've left dhikr? Imagine. And dhikr, where the ocean of dhikr is presented to us, is available, and a person doesn't do dhikr, does the sense made? Is there sense in this? He wants to have Jannah. He wants to increase his deeds. And such a big deed he's leaving. Such a great majlis he's leaving. Dhikr majlis, dhikr gathering, dhikr action. He's wasting his time. A person, he doesn't know when he's going to maybe expire in the world. That he should sit down in the gathering. 30 minutes is nothing. The time is about to pass. 10 days have passed. So promise to ourselves solid, Allah make this gathering steadfast, rather the whole year may Allah Ta'ala keep it steadfast. The same way Zakariya Masjid should be full with the dhikr of Allah. The announcements of dhikr should be reverberating from the ghumbat Alhamdulillah, and spread lights. Let's do dua in the depths of our heart in Ramadan. Not for ourselves, rather for the ummah. Today the ummah is desperate for dhikr. Desperate. The people who remember Allah, Allah Ta'ala remembers them. So brothers, we are severely in desperate need of dhikr. In these 10 days we waste our time. If Allah Ta'ala gives us this majlis, severely, tell me how many masjids are there gatherings like this of dhikr regularly? How fortunate we are. We're so lucky. Allah Ta'ala is graceful, His grace and tawfiq to us. In the morning we do 20 minutes dhikr. In the evening we do 20 minutes dhikr. After asr we do the dhikr. Even now with steadfastness we're doing dhikr after this time between asr and maghrib. And how long? That as long as the dates go in the mouth, the dhikr will continue also. So if this is not Allah Ta'ala's mercy, what is it? Allah Ta'ala's grace, what is it? Allah Ta'ala says, oh my servant, what else shall I give to you in Ramadan? Is there anything greater than this? Than the dhikr of Allah? The tawfiq to do dhikr of Allah, great kalamats. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Tell me how azim, unique kalamat this is. 100 times if you recite this, 124,000 good deeds are written to your name. Lottery is out, brothers. Lottery. Bingo. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Great kalama. That if your sins are similar to the quantity of froth on the surface of the ocean, Allah will remove those sins. I'm just giving you a summarized explanation. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. In hadith is stated, recite this in abundance. Who's telling us this? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We said, don't read it. Don't read it. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, read it in abundance, recite it. So don't we recite this in dhikr? Did you recite it in the morning? Isn't it? In the night, did you recite it last night? Will you recite it now? Yes, this is dhikr. What else is this? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? That this is the treasure of Jannah, paradise. Allah, Allah. Ears deaf. Hearts blind. Eyes blind. Tongue cut off. This is the treasure of paradise. Tell me if you go to a king and he has a jewel, precious jewels, can he have a greater treasure than this? And who's being given the key to this treasure chest? Allahu Akbar. This Jannah, this is the treasure of Jannah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It's not hidden. There's no guard, no security guard, no watch. Beautiful treasure. And who's been given the key? That every human being who recites this kalama will have the key to that treasure. So when I say loudly, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, the keys have been given. The door is open, and a person who doesn't have yaqeen in this is not a Muslim. He doesn't have iman in the heart. The person who's being told that the person who does dhikr and he doesn't get this, he's not a true believer. He's not a Muslim. Allah's given the key. Does anyone give the key to the treasure chest? Will the bank manager say, here, take the keys, new, brand new notes printed today, take all of them to your will? Now there'll be three or four watchmen, security guards, policemen, and they'll drop you, that don't even put your hand towards these notes. And here our Rabb, the Malik, is saying, this is the climate, the season, Ramadan. Spring has come. Ramadan has come. In turn for one deed, you'll get 700 and beyond rewards. And on top of that, Allah's rahmah of dhikr, Allah says, here's the key. Loot as much as you want from the treasure chest. Loot. Allah, when shall I loot? Come in the morning, take it. Work in the day, come in the evening, take it. In the night, come in the afternoon, take it. After asr, when you come, come and take the treasure. Loot it. Will you sit in dhikr or not, my brothers? If after this I read something else, then don't sit down. If I sing songs to you, whistle, dance, qawwali, and doing all of the other things, then leave. But if I recite these kalamats, then the most foolish person is he who doesn't sit in the gathering of dhikr after hearing these words and ahadith. Even then, if that person's got doubt and he doesn't want to do dhikr, and he's got doubt, then Allah says in the Quran, Alif Lam Mim Dhalika Al-Kitabu La Rayba Fi, that the people who doubt even the Quran cannot assist them. So what will these kalamat assist those people who have doubt? So brothers, don't waste the time. The people who have wasted the time, the whistle, run around, wasting time. They think the world, the dunya is a game. Always they want to play and play. Even Ramadan they want to play. In normal days they want to play. For those people, the play, the dunya is a game. Enjoyment, glitter and glow. They're everything for us. We want food in the stomach. We've got stomach in our food. This is the consequence of haram food. Haram earnings, haram food, taking interest and hiding and evading tax and hiding the wealth and eating unlawful means. And we want enjoyment in the dunya. We want always a fanfare or games or wasting time. My friends, these are the effects of haram earnings. This is not wealth. The people who have halal wealth, alhamdulillah, they give in sadaqat and Ramadan is illuminated. And they attain the deeds, the mountains of deeds, and the nur and the light come into their homes. Their bodies and their faces glow. This is the difference. Halal earnings and haram earnings. Big difference. Big difference in the effects. So people in the world, they want to play. They don't know it's Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, good days. No, no, no. Playing, games, wasting time, some noise, some fanfare. Yes. So everyone say loudly, Astaghfirullah Rabbi Ta'ala min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. May Allah Ta'ala save us from these adab and the fitnas of the ummah. The furqat. Weighing. Assessing. Having disputes and quarrels. Spreading fasad. And making groups and splits and sects. The biggest lana and curses on those people who make jamaats and groups and splits in the ummah, creating differences between people and creating fitna in the ummah, walking, talking, stopping people from the deen, stopping people practicing the deen, creating fasad and fitna in the masjids. Have you not read the Quran? That can there be a worse sin than qatl? But a person who spreads fitna, ashadda min al qatl, is worse than qatl, worse than killing. Tell me, we don't even know. Fitna here, fitna there, making quarrels and arguments, disputes. But if we recite once, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Allah says the amount of sins on the surface of the ocean, they will be eliminated. One verse of the Quran, if you recite it, one deed will be multiplied more than 700 in Ramadan. Wala dhikr Allahi akbar. Allah says in the Quran, so this is the season, the climate to earn good deeds, do dhikr of Allah, and grab the opportunities and the rewards. This is a treasure. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Rasulullah said, this is the treasure from paradise, and you'll get the big note. You know, we say in this world, give me 100 note or 1,000 note, new note. In Allah's treasure chest, what notes there will be, what items there will be. And if Allah Ta'ala gives the key, what He will leave with from the dunya and go into the hereafter. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Do you understand the words I'm sharing? And even then there's something lacking. Okay, we've read Quran, we've come to the dhikr gathering, we've read Tarawih Salah, Nawafil actions, we've done everything. Brothers, there's still something lacking. There's still something missing. There's still an opportunity to earn good deeds. Even beyond this, there's an easy way to earn. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. But we're still not free from understanding this point. There's still something that's lacking in our deeds. 10 days have passed, 20 days are to go. Shall I tell you what is that deed that's lacking? There's no better path than this. All the deeds I've mentioned till now. All the deeds, all the good actions, and all the words I've shared with you, from Quran to Salah, prayer, whatever we've discussed, I'll give you now the ruh, the spirit of all the deeds, and the easiest of the deeds, the most barakah, and the most illuminated and full of light, and the greatest, and the most beloved in the sight of Allah. And the highest, subhanAllah, can run out of definitions. But what is this? The brothers from today, we need to prepare ourselves and promise the whole of Ramadan. And the whole of Ramadan, we are going to live our lives according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's easy to talk, but it's different to act. I'm not speaking now, I'm asking you, requesting you to act, to practice. I'm not giving a speech, I'm discussing. And those people have desire to get good deeds. Allah Ta'ala has given an option. He doesn't force. There's an option for everything. That Taraweeh is an option. It's not fard to pray Taraweeh. Though someone prays 8, someone prays 10, etc. It's an option, isn't it? Huh? What's the situation? That this is an option. A person who wants to increase his deeds. The elders have stated there is no bigger deed than this for a person. And on top of that, it's Ramadan. And we have the time. We pass the time according to the sunnah. There's a big value in this. Passing the time according to the sunnah. It's not difficult. Nothing's difficult. Nothing. Everything's easy. Everything. What will the dunya say? They're laughing. He's laughing. She's laughing. We see that this verse that I've recited to you, that Allah Ta'ala speaks about the people who are successful. And today, the people, they look down and laugh at the attire of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Doesn't look good. People give the word makruh. It looks makruh, undesirable. Undesirable wearing this labas. Brothers, control the tongues. This tongue can never allow to speak about an action that's linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any actions that's linked with Habibullah, with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then these words should never be uttered from the tongue negatively about the sunnah. Okay, if I'm weak, I can't practice sunnah, but don't utter negative about the sunnah. Don't look down at the sunnah. Don't snigger at the sunnah. Admit you are weak, and may Allah give the tawfiq. And then if we practice sunnah in Ramadan, we'll see the reward of this in the hereafter. And in the same way, we need to enlighten our batin, our inner self. and our ibadat. And this is the big sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that from our tongues we should not utter words, nor from our body, nor from our hands should actions come that are bad to other people. Our life should be full of good akhlaq, good manners, good conduct, good practice, backbiting from the tongue, gossip mongering, malice, hatred, everything should disappear. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, that's why I sent you Ramadan, so that you practice the sunnah and your conduct improves, your akhlaq improves, your manners improve. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if we take his sunnah out of our life, how can I become a muttaqi without the sunnah? Ask you a question. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the noble prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if I take his sunnah out of my life, then where will I get لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ for Ramadan? As a Shaykh Saadi Rahmatullah said, that anyone who goes in opposition to the prophet, he can never reach his destination, he can never reach his objective. How, which foolish man thinks that he will leave the sunnah, and by leaving the sunnah he will reach to his destination, objective, he will attain paradise, he will be successful? No one who is opposite to the sunnah can attain the success and the riches. If the Quran is saying that I've given you لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Ramadan, then somebody prove to me that without sunnah, how can an individual believer become a muttaqi? Then I will believe him. If you can show me, prove to me from one verse of the Quran. If you take sunnah out of your life, take the method of the sunnah of life, we say if we want to get taqwa from Ramadan, you might get it from another store, but not from Allah's store. Not from Allah's store. You need to go to another shop. So if you want to become a muttaqi, who has fear of Allah in the heart, who stays away from sin, then grab hold of sunnah from today. From today, reward separate. Reward is separate. But if you want to be a muttaqi, that if you want to reach to the meaning of Ramadan, to the essence of Ramadan, we hear لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, become a muttaqi, fearful of Allah. We hear this in bayans and lectures, etc. Ramadan's come, so we can attain taqwa. But for taqwa, how do I get taqwa? That sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we practice this, that will give us taqwa. If we don't have this, then every individual, if he wants to enter into Ramadan officially, yet still, then he will have to grab hold of the sunnah properly if he wants to succeed. Otherwise, he's wasting his time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Very easy message to me. To elevate our deeds, to become a muttaqi. And the person who doesn't become a muttaqi, he hasn't attained any blessing of Ramadan. He's not attained the ruh of Ramadan. And the person, when we keep on saying thawab, then listen to the thawab. We want two loves. One is the love of Allah, and second, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's it. Success has come. So what will get thawab reward? That, as I said, when you practice a good deed in Ramadan, you will multiply it 700 times and beyond. And here, what do we get as reward from Allah if you practice a good deed in Ramadan? Yes, Quran. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِيُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah says, imitate my Prophet, my Nabi, and I will make you my beloved. Is there any bigger reward than this? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that if you practice one sunnah and be steadfast on it, you revive the sunnah and you'll become the beloved of Allah. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala has said in the Quran that those who are the beloved of Allah, the walis of Allah, and how did they become beloved to Allah? That they do not do dhikr to become the walis of Allah. There wasn't lessons of dhikr, rather what was the path to become the beloved of Allah? To imitate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imitate and follow the sunnah. This is the one right path and no other right path. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُهْدِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you want to become Allah's beloved, Allah says, then follow him, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then only then Allah says, will I love you and will I forgive you? So here's the announcement. Man ahabba sunnati, fa man ahabbani. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever loves my sunnah, I love him in turn. And Allahu Akbar. So a person who practices the sunnah, he becomes the beloved of Allah and the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no greater action than this in Ramadan, and to lose or leave an action of the sunnah in Ramadan, it doesn't make sense. I cannot imagine, it's beyond imagination. A person who leaves an opportunity to do a good deed, there's one thing that's better than everything. Listen carefully, don't waste Ramadan. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if we don't prepare in a way and come into Ramadan in the correct way, if we don't analyze our deeds and we don't improve our deeds, increase them and decrease our sins, and we pass through Ramadan and come out the other end, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that before Ramadan started, there was a dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person who doesn't attain his bakhshish, forgiveness in Ramadan, that woman or man or woman who doesn't attain forgiveness in Ramadan, yani he doesn't do the deeds that will earn forgiveness, because due to deeds comes forgiveness, isn't it? So a person who doesn't get himself forgiven in Ramadan due to doing good deeds, then he's lost, he's got disaster on his head, and he's so misfortunate, he's the biggest person who's lost out. So there are two paths. Allah Ta'ala's reward, when Allah Ta'ala gives reward, then when a person is ungrateful for that reward and he rejects it, then he stays like the monkey and the dogs and like the swine at that time. When a person is waiting for Allah Ta'ala's rahmah to come down from the skies, Allah Ta'ala is sending treasures, Allah sent dishes on qawms, on nations, quails, half a partridge, half a quail. From the heavens, the birds used to swoop down to give the food and the rizq and the sustenance, but when they didn't have shukr, they weren't grateful. What I say is that the rewards Allah Ta'ala gave to that qawm, that nation, in the form of whatever, Allah Ta'ala more than that, over and above that, beyond that, has given us the reward. What do I consider that? That is in the form of Ramadan. That was once they used to get the reward, and here 30 days Allah gives the rewards, and we cannot imagine the number of rewards, and we are ungrateful, and this is the situation that has befallen the ummah, that we then become like the monkeys and the apes and the swines, and we made wretched and cursed, maghdoob and dal, in this life and the hereafter. When an ummati in Ramadan, he rejects Ramadan, and Ramadan such a ni'mah, he is ungrateful for Ramadan, and he doesn't value it, appreciate it, he doesn't collect the good deeds, then tell me what will be the hal of that person. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he will be dhaleel, he'll be wretched, lost, he'll be misfortunate in this world, and lost in thereafter, who doesn't have the opportunity to fulfill the haqq of Ramadan. May Allah give us the tawfiq. These few words that I've shared is for my islah. I am the weakest out of everyone in this ma'ashra, in this society, and you know I'm very weak in my nafs, in my amal, according to my status. So do dua for me, and you are pious people. So the meaning of what I wanted to say is that to do islah of my own, myself, and not for you. I didn't want to do islah. May Allah give me the tawfiq and you 20 days to come. We've wasted 10 days according to this program I'm discussing. This is the reality. So even before Ramadan, we used to do the bad routine. So 10 days have gone, and now we have to make a new schedule and a framework. We should grab hold of time. Allah Ta'ala is Kareem and Rahim. If we wasted the 10 days, then at least in the heart, if we start the program from today, and Jummah is coming, and it's the night of Jummah, alhamdulillah, blessed day, and this is the second Ashura that started. Allah Ta'ala is Kareem and Rahim, merciful and with His grace. And Allah says, we do good deeds, then in the opportunity, we will go beyond the peaks and the heights. Now, if you recite Surah Fatiha 3 times, you'll get the reward of 2 Qur'an. And on top of that, Ramadan. Allahu Akbar.